So I cupped my balls, and I walked to my knees together to show that I was from a good family. And the guy goes, "Hey, man, this is Ireland. That happens all the time. Shake it off, kid. Walk with your dick out."
Welcome to This Is Not Happening. I'm your host, Roy Wood Jr. Hey, there you go, boys. Drink up. Nobody's going to remember what the hell's happening tonight. That dude's trying to get my couch pregnant. He peeing out the window. Dude! Come on, man. John Legend bought me that piano. Who brought a ball pit?
Major transformation in my life 3 years ago. I don't know if you can see this scar I have on my forehead. The lines that go like that are wrinkles. But this one is a scar. I've been a heavy drinker and a heavy partier my whole life. And 3 years ago, I was so drunk in Philadelphia, I blacked out and fell off of a bar stool like a tree and busted my head open on a tile floor. And once my head hit the ground, I was wide awake. And there was blood everywhere. And some guy grabs my arm and he lifts me up and he yells out to the bar, "We gotta call an ambulance!" I went, "Fuck that, I don't have health insurance. Don't you dare call an ambulance." He goes, "You gotta get to a hospital." I'm like, "How far is the nearest hospital?" He goes, "Two blocks." Two blocks and you were gonna call an ambulance? That's like $15,000, man. So I got a wad of napkins off the bar and I walked to the hospital. And after I walked that first block, I said to myself, 7,500. But I have not drank or done drugs in 3 years, everybody. And I want you to know, the way I used to feel about cocaine is how I now feel about donuts. I mean, I won't go out chasing after it, but if a friend's got a bag, I have a taste. Maple bar. So I was thinking about times in my life I was really fucked up. 5 years ago, I was in Galway, Ireland, and I was so drunk, I woke up in the middle of the night in my hotel room to go to the bathroom. And I went into the bathroom, and the door closed behind me. But what had actually happened was, I was now in the hallway, and I was locked out of my room. And I don't know if any of you have ever been naked and drunk and had to approach the front desk for another key. But I thought you should show some humility, you know. So I cupped my balls, and I walked on my knees together to show that I was from a good family. Got to the front desk, and the guy goes, "Hey, man, this is Ireland. That happens all the time. Shake it off, kid. Walk with your dick out. Be proud." So I think the biggest blunder that ever happened to me from drinking was 15 years ago. I was in Hong Kong doing shows. And I stayed at the Shangri-La Hotel, the nicest hotel I have ever stayed at in my life. Beyond 5-star. Opulent luxury. And I'd never been to Hong Kong before. So the first day I was there, I just walked and walked and soaked the city in with my eyeballs. And when I went back to my hotel room at the end of the day, they had put a goldfish in a little goldfish bowl in my room. And there was a note next to it. And it said, "Traveling is sacred, but no one deserves to be alone." That's why we provided this friend, the goldfish, to keep you company during your stay here. Two nights later, Fatboy Slim is doing a concert on the Kowloon side of the harbor. I love Fatboy Slim. I got tickets. The audience was the most beautiful, fashionable Chinese people. They looked like they had fallen out of fashion magazines. And Fatboy Slim was electrifying that night. And I was just dancing with all these beautiful people. And I got really, really drunk that night. And somehow, in the middle of the night, back in my hotel room, I shit the bed. I was drunk and half asleep, and I thought it was a fart. And I blew it out, and this wet ass pee went all over the bed. And I was ashamed, man. I had never shit a bed before in my life. Really, I felt terrible about this. So the next day, I left the hotel early without making eye contact with the housekeeping staff. And I walked around all afternoon. And I went back to my hotel room at the end of the day. They had taken my goldfish away. No one deserves to be alone except for you, you creepy bed shitting weirdo. You know what's funny about that is that story happened to me 15 years ago, and I did not even tell my closest friends. And I damn sure wouldn't have told that story on stage because I was single before. Maybe I wanted to meet a nice girl after the show and do a little Now I'm married, I don't give a fuck. I shit a bed, y'all. Shit all over that motherfucker. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Tom Rose, everybody.